This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, we're going to continue to give you the live coverage here from the courtroom in Connecticut where Alex Jones is on the witness stand, being told what he can and can't say because, you know, that's how the legal system works. Let's go back to the courtroom now. Oh, we've taken a lunch break. Okay. So that means we've got about an hour here then. And so I will be covering the news in this next hour, of which there is no shortage of important news for me to cover. So let's just do this then. In the meantime, let's go to, boy, where should we go? So many video clips to get to. Oh, my gosh. I forgot about a lot of these. Here, let's go to Democrat Mondaire Jones lying about January 6th and gets caught in the middle of a lie by Republican Dan Bishop. Here it is in clip 21.
Okay, and I'm sorry, I'm just having a tough time. This is about $25.2 billion in loan amounts in your bank, correct? And
not anymore. No, it's down.
But at one point in time. And so we are looking, and so you're uncertain as to why the bank has not chosen to enroll in the SBA portal?
I said we will get you the information.
All right, that's a clip of AOC being an idiot. Do we have the clip? Okay. Do we have clip 17 then?
Badges worn by some Hilliard teachers aimed at reaching out to LGBTQ plus students, but some parents are pinning some protests on them.
New at 6, they say the badges are steering their kids to the wrong place and exposing them to sexually explicit material.
And they say school is not the place to be wearing them. Here's Luann Stoya.
Some of these are not fit to...
Oh, okay.
Hilliard parent Lisa Chaffee has checked out the website and says the content is nothing kids should access, like sexual techniques and sex acts.
The badge has a QR code that, once scanned, takes you to a website that has extremely inappropriate information. And as a parent, that crosses the line.
Teachers K through 12 can wear the badge that says, I'm here, safe person, safe space. The district says the intent of the badge is a message of safety and inclusion for all students.
We do obviously want it to be a safe space for everybody, but we want it to be clear as to what the zones are of how conversations are handled, and that they're not just like this, sort of misfiring in different directions, well-intentioned people just, you know, going overboard in one direction or another and not having any state standards to follow.
Nobody from the district would answer our questions on camera, but the superintendent sent us a statement reading in part, teachers were reminded that the resources linked to the QR code were for adult learning only. Teachers were reminded that if asked about the I'm here message on the badge, their response should be age appropriate.
I want to clarify the law as it relates to discussions in the classroom.
I think every teacher should be safe to go to discuss any issue a student might have. They should not have to identify themselves as safe.
Ah, yes. Liberals showing your kids porn. They are really into it, aren't they? Man. It's really a shame, isn't it? It's really a shame. Is there anything liberals haven't destroyed yet? They've destroyed the justice system. They've destroyed the school system. They've destroyed the healthcare system. They're trying to completely destroy sports. Is there anything you guys won't destroy? Can you totalitarian freaks just leave us alone? That's all we want. We just want to be left alone. But you got to get those kids. You got to show them porn. You got to teach them how to have sex. You got to teach them how to have oral sex. And you got to tell them to chop their genitals off and chop their breasts off. And you call yourselves teachers. Yeah, okay.
The best-selling book in America last week was The Great Reset and the War for the Worlds, written by Alex Jones. Jones sold more than 56,000 copies of his book last week. But the New York Times lied about that because the New York Times doesn't want you to know that. The New York Times wants you to believe that Alex Jones is more discredited than the New York Times, the paper that started the Iraq War by lying about weapons of mass destruction and got a million people killed. So they lied about his book.
The Great Reset and the War for the World, the historic book that lays out the plans of the Great Reset Death Star and exposes the New World Order's plans for global enslavement. Get your copy now at Amazon.com to keep the book at number one and InfoWarsStore.com to help keep InfoWars on the air. The Great Reset and the War for the World by Alex Jones. Now number one in the world.
Spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
So, certainly by now you're aware of another Democrat committing a murder of a conservative, a political murder. That's what they do. They justify it because, you know, Joe Biden said you're an extremist, so we kill you. Now, can Joe Biden be sued? Can I sue Joe Biden as a Trump supporter that he's now incited violence against me? Of course not. They're liberals. They're above the law. It's a hierarchy system. It's not hypocrisy. It's hierarchy. They rule you. They're tyrants. They're authoritarians. They're liberals. Man accused of murdering 18-year-old conservative released on bail. So this 41-year-old Democrat runs over an 18-year-old boy because he's a conservative and murders him and admits that in the testimony he gave to police, that he intentionally ran over a child, killed him, and did a hit and run. So we got a hit and run and vehicular manslaughter, politically motivated, and he's released from jail in less than 24 hours. Dr. Simone Gold walked into the Capitol for 5 minutes and walked out. She got, 60 or 90 days in jail. There was an old grandma, same thing, in a massive crowd of people, just the force of the weight of the crowd. She ends up in the Capitol. She leaves, doesn't even touch anything. She gets 60 days in jail. How many other January 6th defendants are rotting and being tortured in jail cells right now that did not commit any violent crime, did not hurt anyone on January 6th? Hundreds. But this Democrat intentionally runs over a kid in his car, kills him, and gets released in less than 24 hours. Now, how much of the mainstream news covered this? None. Media blackout. Homicidal far-left radical kills 18-year-old Republican Kyler Ellingson over his political views. ABC, CBS, NBC, CNN, MSNBC, silent. I saw the story on Tucker Carlson last night. I believe that's the only station that covered it was Tucker on Fox. I didn't see it anywhere else, and the Gateway Pundit covers that now, that no one else covered it. Now, you could sit here and say, there's Dr. Simone Gold finally out of jail. Didn't hurt anyone, didn't touch anyone, was in there for 5 minutes, took a picture. I don't even know if she took a picture and left. She, you know, 60, 90 days in jail, that's what she gets. She's a conservative. She's a truth teller. You're a conservative, you're a truth teller, you get discriminated against. You get oppressed. They keep saying, oh, black people are oppressed. No, it's conservatives. It's conservatives. In fact, ask a black conservative. They'll tell you, have you dealt with discrimination in this country? Nope. Not until I was a conservative. Why do you think that is? Because liberals are bigots. And they're psychotic, and they might kill you now. It's a very serious thing. A liberal might kill you now over your political beliefs. And so we could say, hey, what if the tables were turned? What if this was a What if this was a conservative or a Trump supporter that ran over a liberal? Well, boy, you can only imagine. Well, I don't have to imagine. I already know what would happen. James Fields is serving a life sentence for running over Heather Heyer, and the mainstream media covered that story 24/7. You remember that? So I don't even have to do what if. I already know what. And by the way, this guy that ran over Kyler, the young man, he's claiming, oh, he was afraid a mob was forming against him. There was no mob. There was no group of people forming against him. And that'll come out. He won't be able to prove that because he lied about it. It's my guess. But what about James Field? He was literally surrounded by a mob, bashing his car with baseball bats, pounding on his vehicle with fists, shaking the vehicle, threatening him. And in a panicked response, and I believe he also suffers on some sort of an autism spectrum, and in some sort of panicked response to people bashing his car with baseball bats and their fists, raging liberals, he slams on the gas, goes backwards and or forwards, and hits a massively obese woman who then dies of a heart attack named Heather Heyer. And he's serving a life sentence right now. And Heather Heyer's life was eulogized on mainstream media for months. For months. So we already know the story here. Liberals can get away with murder. And they've done it again. Just look at the two-tier justice system. Now, you might agree with the case and the result in the James Fields case. You might agree with that. But where's the equal application here? Will the man that just ran over a teenager because of a political dispute, because he was a conservative, and Joe Biden said conservatives are extremists, and he said he was a Republican extremist, so I ran over with my car, he then gets released in less than 24 hours, is he going to be serving a life sentence too? Somehow I doubt it. Somehow I doubt it. And, you know, I'll actually give this individual credit. And I imagine there's still more facts in this case to come out. So I don't want to jump to too many conclusions here. But I actually give Shannon Brandt credit because he's smart enough to know, oops, I just killed this kid. Ooh, how can I get away with it? I know. I'll say he's a Republican. Then the entire Democrat Party and mainstream media and justice system will have my back. Pretty smart move, actually. So, I mean, yeah, if you get caught with a dead body in your trunk, just say, hey, well, I'm a liberal Democrat. He was a Republican extremist. Joe Biden told me. Hey, whoa, I'm a liberal Democrat. The FBI said Trump supporters are the biggest threat to this country. So you're welcome. It's like, yeah, I ran that kid over and killed him. He was a dirty Trump supporter. He's a MAGA extremist. I'm doing Joe Biden's job. Doing what the FBI told me to do. I'm hunting down Republicans. I'm hunting down conservatives. So Heather Heyer was eulogized. It's pretty obvious that James Fields, A, did not intend to kill Heather Heyer. He didn't know who he was hitting when he slammed on his gas. And it's obvious that James Fields was not politically motivated to kill a bunch of people that day at the march. Otherwise, that's what he would have done. He was trying to get away from them. But okay, they gave him vehicular manslaughter. Or I don't even know. They might have hit him with first-degree murder even. And he got a life sentence. So will Brandt get a life sentence? Because it's obvious here, Brandt intentionally ran over the individual. He did it intentionally. He didn't have to. He could have easily just driven away. He wasn't in a mass of people. He wasn't in a massive traffic jam. He could have just driven away. But no, he intentionally drove into the child and killed him. And it was obviously politically motivated. He said so in his own statement, saying, yeah, I killed him. He was a MAGA extremist. He was a Republican extremist. So which is worse? James Fields in a crowd of people bashing his vehicle in, and in the attempt to escape, hitting people and killing one and getting a life sentence. Is that worse? or is targeting a specific individual that you know is a conservative to run him over with your car and then doing so, which is worse? Well, anybody who's being obvious, or anyone who's being honest here, obviously, the situation with Brandt is much worse. Much worse. But who do you think is going to have the bigger punishment? So far, indications are Brandt is going to get a very nice sentence here. He's going to get a very nice deal. He's already been released from jail. Pretty amazing stuff, isn't it? And everybody knows this is what's going on. Here's Kelly Paul on Twitter yesterday. Since Lee Zeldin's stabbing, remember Republican governor of New York candidate, Democrat tried to stab him to death. You know, a Democrat official stabbed a journalist to death. Remember that? A Democrat just murdered a journalist a couple weeks ago. Didn't get covered. And a teen Republican was murdered by a leftist. In Louisville, the mayor was assaulted and a candidate was shot by a leftist. Democrats justify the assault on my husband every day. Evil abounds. Yeah, when are we going to accept the fact that liberal Democrats...
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I think to this madness that we are enduring, that we are being subjected to by the American left, is, folks, Americans just have to wake up and be honest and get into leadership roles, and we just have to stop playing games with these goons. We have to stop electing these goons. We have to stop putting these goons in classrooms. They're goons, and they're psychotic. Just look at what they do to children. Just look at what they've done to the legal system. I mean, just look at what they've done to the country. So I don't know how bad it has to get for Americans to finally wake up and stand against this radical left-wing fascism, which, again, it's like we didn't learn from the 20th centuries. We didn't learn from all the left-wing ideologies of the 21st centuries that resulted in millions dead. The left-wing ideology of Lenin, the left-wing ideology of Stalin, the left-wing ideology of Mao, the left-wing ideology of Hitler. Did we not learn from the 20th century about what the left-wing ideology does? How many people have to die in the 21st century in the West to learn how deadly left-wing ideology is? To learn how deadly socialism and communism are? How many people have to die? Do we really have to learn this lesson again? Did we really not learn enough with 200 million people dead because of the left-wing ideology? Did we really not learn enough? Here's an example as they put that graphic on screen. I've got it somewhere in my stacks of news here. I've got so much damn news. There was an active shooter lockdown yesterday at San Antonio High School, Jefferson High. And in fact, quickly, before I get to the point here, we have footage of this where parents tried to intervene so that their kids didn't get killed like they did at Uvalde when the cops stood down and the parents got arrested. Here's that in clip 5. Parents obviously upset that the cops are going after the parent here. Now, okay, well, that's one story. Yeah, can you blame those parents for wanting to intervene after what happened in Uvalde and the stand down? Can you blame them? But that's not even really the point I want to make here. Ladies and gentlemen, there should never be another active shooter situation at a school again in this country. It should never happen again. It should not happen. And I know how to stop it. If you have one, just one, I mean, it could be someone out of the military, it could be someone out of the police force, it could be some other specialist training. If you have one trained armed guard on the schoolyard at all times, this won't happen. Why is that so hard to understand? Why do we have armed security at banks? So that a bank robber doesn't show up with a gun and rob the bank. Well, okay, that's pretty common sense, isn't it? So why don't we have armed guards at schools? Or do we value money more than children? As you're watching footage from the Uvalde stand down in the school. Now, police might have their tactics, and they might have their beliefs, and they might have, oh, well, we should do this, or we should do this, and again, I'm not even arguing that. Everybody knows what happened at Uvalde. There should never be another active school shooter ever again in this country. And we all know how to stop the problem. And why can't we accomplish that? Because Democrats. Because Democrats are more enthused to disarm the population. What's the last thing that happens before you become a slave? You get disarmed. And Democrats are more concerned with that. They're more concerned with their agenda to take your guns so they can tell you how to live your life and enslave you and eventually murder you. Just like the left-wing ideology has done throughout human history. They take your guns and then they murder you. Again, 20th century history. Look it up. Liberals must have skipped history class. You put a well-trained military man, a well-trained policeman who's an expert in marksmanship and firearms and combat, there will never be another active school shooter situation. If a school shooter shows up, that trained guard will have them down and neutralized. I mean, what should we say, 10 minutes max, 5 probably less? I mean, I guarantee you, there's military men listening to this show right now. There's people listening who have friends and family in the military. I've got plenty of military buddies. I know for a fact that the military guys I know, if it was their job to protect the school shooter, to protect the school from a shooter, that school shooter would be neutralized quickly, and they would be very enthused to take up that role. They'd be very enthused to protect those kids, and they would put their body on the line to do it. So why aren't we doing this? Again, because the Democrat agenda to take your guns is more important than protecting children in schools. And when you understand that, you understand their entire ideology. It's politics first, politics second, politics third, politics fourth, and all the way down the line. Nothing else exists in their mind except politics. And their agenda to dominate you with their politics. There should never be another active school shooter in this country ever again. We could easily have an armed guard at every school well-trained. Easily. Easily. How about this? How many special operations military men are in Ukraine right now? Probably hundreds of Americans killing Russians in Ukraine right now. What do you think is more important? Them going over there to kill Russians or them being here to protect our schools? What do you think is more important? What do you think would be a better use of their skill? What do you think would be a better use of their skill for America? Sending them over to more wars that have nothing to do with the people of this country? Or putting their skills to work in schools so that there never is another mass shooting in this country? But see, we live in the clown world, so we send military and weapons to kill Russians, not protect our kids.
It's the fourth coin that we've released in the last year, and I believe the most powerful, the man in the arena coin, Teddy Roosevelt. Citizen of a republic, the man in the arena. There's only 10,000 of this coin in existence in the world. It will never be made again. It's not just an amazing historic coin. It funds the information war against the globalists. This is something you want to hand down to your grandchildren. This is something you want to own. And as a fundraiser, it is funding the information war against the globalists. Ladies and gentlemen, 10,000 coins are available. They'll sell out very quickly. Please be part of history. And thank you all for your support. You can go to 1776coin.com or you can go to patriotcollectibles.com and secure this coin. There's only 10,000 of this coin in existence, and it funds the InfoWar. Man in the Arena coin, Teddy Roosevelt, 1776coin.com.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
All right, we got a dementia-ridden president who's doing nothing to stop World War III from breaking out. We've got doctors and teachers and strippers and hookers teaching little boys and girls how to have sex and perform oral sex and then using them for their own sexual fetishes. Hopefully they can convince them to go to a doctor to chop their balls off or their breasts off. We have radicalized Democrats murdering Republicans in the streets, going to Supreme Court Justice's house to kill them, trying to do mass shootings at Republican baseball practices. How much longer does this go on? How much longer do we have to deal with this? Man, oh man, I'll tell you, it is a truly dark time we're in right now with the ideology of the left continuing to plague this planet like a cancer, killing anyone it infects. Have we learned nothing from the 20th century? Really sad stuff.
really heartbreaking stuff that a once great nation, a once great people, a once free society, prosperous, innovative, inventive, united, diverse, is now being turned into another third world hellhole, leftist blood bank, where they chop up babies. Did you see the latest one? Where they're now denying that a baby has a heartbeat at 6 weeks? They just love killing babies, don't they? Well, yeah, they have a left-wing ideology. Death is their friend. They love death. Stunning. Just truly stunning. It's hard. It's really hard to go on at all intellectually when you know that this is the world that you live in. And you know that. And that's the whole point of communism, isn't it? It's to completely degrade you and destroy you so that you just give up. What's the point? The government's just going to take it all from me anyway. What's the point? The government runs my life anyway. What's the point of anything? So you just give up. And society collapses and civilization collapses. And then the very tyrants that caused it to collapse go out and murder all the people that stand against it. That is the left-wing ideology of communism and socialism practiced every time to its conclusion. Every single time. It's pretty obvious. We know what the conclusion of the right-wing ideology is, the most prosperous free nation in the history of this planet, where everybody across the world rushes to come here. That's what the conclusion of the right-wing ideology accomplished. Now we're going the opposite way, and we're reaching the conclusion of the left-wing ideology. Poverty, homelessness, oppression, and death. So, that's where we are. And it's just, I don't know if I can do it anymore, man. I may need to just take a break or play a video clip. It's just too heavy doing this for 6 hours a day. So let's just do this. Let's go to Marjorie Taylor Greene being harassed by reporters outside of Congress, which I'm glad this is happening, by the way. They're all trying to be Alex Stein. The difference is Marjorie Taylor Greene actually stands there and talks to them because she's not a coward. So here's the brave leader, Marjorie Taylor Greene, talking to mainstream media jackals on the Capitol steps in clip 14.
About Christianity and loving our country, so that is how you interpret Christian nationalism. So, and that I understand that, but the definition
of it is something religious.
I don't know any other definition, and I have no idea what you're talking about. To me, it just means having a Christian faith or Judeo-Christian principles, which are founding principles for our country, and just loving our country, wanting our tax dollars and our policies here just to simply serve Americans. And that's it. There's nothing else to add to it.
Do you think that the government should enforce Christianity on all of our government? You mean to choose one religion? No, that's not how this country is set up. We have religious freedom in America, which is a wonderful thing. But I do want to remind you that you see the words of God we trust in a lot of places. All over the place that helps things.
But it doesn't say Jesus.
I said in America we have freedom of religion. But most Republicans believe in Judeo-Christian values and religious beliefs. And we love our country. These aren't bad things. These are good things for everybody.
So what do you say to people who believe that by, you know, Christian nationalism has a specific definition?
I don't want to have anything to do with anything racist or anything compared to Nazism, because I think those things are horrific. Please do not set my words.
And that's I'm not. And that's why I want to give you a chance to clarify.
I have already clearly said it on this recording, and it is not anything different from that.
So a chance to clarify, as if we haven't had to clarify all of this hundreds of times over and over. They just keep lying.
Christian nationalist, knowing that that's what that means.
I don't know anything bad about
who gets to say what words mean.
I don't know who labeled that something bad.
Are you going by Wikipedia or what?
I don't know what organization labeled that bad. You know, the word MAGA has been made into something bad. They're saying MAGA Republicans. MAGA means Make America Great Again. There is nothing dangerous about that. There's nothing terrifying about that. There's nothing bad about that.
Bill Clinton said it first.
Every single American,
Bill Clinton's campaign slogan in 92.
Political party, and whatever they choose, they are, whatever kind of life they live. Make America Great Again simply means having a great country and for all its citizens. So these definitions that leftist groups or media companies, who are really, a lot of them are political activists that are Democrat political activists, that want to take terms that I say, like Christian nationalism, what other people say, and try to turn it into something evil or bad, I completely reject that. I am simply saying, having Judeo-Christian beliefs, being proud of your faith in God, loving your country, these are wonderful things, and these are things that we should all care about. What does that mean?
Like, do you think you're a social person?
I'm sure. I like talking to you all the time.
So do you call yourself a socialist?
But you just actually just said what is the definition of socialist?
You just call yourself a socialist.
Okay, now what is your definition?
I'm asking you.
No, I'm asking you.
All right,
we're going on.
No, this is absurd.
You just said
the definition doesn't. How stupid your question just was.
They're stupid people. They're liberals. They're dumb.
Question. Tia, do yourself a favor and ask normal questions. Don't make a fool of yourself taking a big reach like that.
All I'm saying is,
no, I'm done.
Are you social? Yeah, I'm social. I like talking to people. Are you a socialist? Folks, I'm gonna tell you something here. There's one thing the Founding Fathers were way right on that we went way wrong on, and that's basically IQ test to have any power and influence in society. I mean, it's clear now that they were right on about that. If you're so stupid, You shouldn't be allowed to vote, probably. Now, of course, you'll be called an extremist and everything under the book if you suggest going back to that or saying women shouldn't be allowed to vote or all this stuff. But, I mean, look at what's happened to this country since we've let stupid people vote. Look at what's happened to this country since we've let stupid people graduate from college and stupid people get all these jobs where they don't belong, like in media. We're now dominated by stupid people. Stupid people are running our country. Stupid people are in positions of power, and they're destroying the country. But see, here's the thing. I'd love to see it. Why can't liberals and conservatives just agree? Hey, you leave us alone, we leave you alone. Conservatives have been asking liberals to leave us alone forever, and they won't do it. They can't leave us alone. They're obsessed with us. They want to tell us what to do all the time.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came to the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Way is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Way is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com. That's
877-878-4203. Interesting situation here at InfoWars where we've been marked for destruction, we've been marked for death. The total censorship didn't wipe us out, so now they're trying to wipe us out with lawfare. And in a way, it's a battle of futility, except that just being on air is a victory every day. But at a certain point, and you look at how much it costs, the cost of just being on air every day, and it's, honestly, it's overwhelming, folks. It's overwhelming. And it's really a miracle that we're still able to operate, be on air, and we have not had to let go of a single crew member. That is a miracle. We've not had to scale down our live transmissions. We've not had to scale down Band Out Video, where we host dozens of other hosts and creators and artists and reporters and musicians. And that's a miracle. And that's thanks to your support at InfoWarsStore.com. I mean, that's it. If it wasn't for you, we wouldn't be here. But it's almost like, if the victory wasn't us just being on air, Alex probably would have shut this place down a long time ago. Just because of how much it costs to run it, and then just the labor to run it as well, dealing with all the attacks against us by the fascistic communists every day. See us in court all the time. I'm in court all the time. Alex in court all the time. All of us are censored everywhere. So at a certain point, you just kind of just like, well, I mean, do I keep going or do I just let Darth Vader strike me down for the world to see? But we're going to keep going as long as you keep supporting us. And you have. And so we're still here. We've still got the whole entire great crew. We're still live 10 hours a day minimum. And the two big things that have really funded us in going into this fall, knowing we can still be on air this fall for the midterms, and that's the new book, The Great Reset and the War for the World by Alex Jones. Here's a copy right here on my desk. Just, folks, this thing reads like a textbook. I'm telling you, if you want just the blueprint, if you just want the knowledge, the information, this is it. Chapter 1, what is the Great Reset? Chapter 2, developing the system of control. It just goes on and on. And it reads like a textbook, folks. And it's, and then if you go to the back, you'll see bibliography here that just sources all of everything that's in the book. I mean, the bibliography is almost as long as the book itself. Just amazing. Get your copy right now at InfoWarsStore.com or on Amazon. If you get it on our websites, all of that goes directly to us. If you get it to Amazon, they take their cut. But the book stays on top of the top seller charts, so it has an advantage there. The Great Reset and the War for the World by Alex Jones. Get your book. That keeps us on air. Give it away as gifts. And the new coin. These are always great fundraisers. There's a big markup on this, but it's a piece of history. It's a pure silver coin. It has collector's value. So the new, only 10,000 in mint, Teddy Roosevelt Man in the Arena coin, also available at InfoWarsStore.com. When you click that at InfoWarsStore.com, that will directly link you to 1776coin.com, where you can make your purchase. These two items are the key fundraisers right now to keep us on the air. And, folks, I'm just going to be honest with you here. I think Alex is at the point where if the funds stop coming in, he's just going to shut it down and he's not even going to have any qualms about it. Because of just all the torment and all the torture and all the toil and all the labor that goes in. And it's a labor of love. But it's just like, it would almost be a relief for him at this point. But as long as you keep supporting us financially and we are able to stay on air, we're going to do it. So continue to shop at InfoWarsStore.com and we will continue to have the victory of just being on air. It's like bonus that we're probably the best news organization out there, but just being on air is the victory. All right. Josh Hawley is doing a great job as a congressman, and here he is on in the Capitol yesterday schooling a national archivist of Biden that is a complete disaster. Here it is.
Republicans tend to exhibit anti-intellectual qualities. Democrats, on the other hand, coalesce on the intellectual tail of the continuum. So is the point that Republicans are stupid and Democrats are intellectual?
Thank you, Senator, for that question. Absolutely not. The point of the article is that the presidents that I featured in it have a rhetorical connection with the American people.
A rhetorical connection that you say is anti-intellectual, and you feature every two-term Republican president, going back to Dwight Eisenhower.
Yes, Senator, I think it's a piece on rhetoric, and it is really looking at how these presidents have been successful rhetorically in their arguments.
Interesting. It's a piece on rhetoric, but you attribute part of the anti-intellectualism of the Republican Party to, in your words, the rise of the religious right.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about that. Is it because those voters are stupid?
Thank you, Senator, for that question. Absolutely not. And if I am confirmed as Archivist of the United States, I look forward to welcoming all Americans to the National Archives.
So do you think that people who voted for Donald Trump
are... We all know the truth is that Democrats are the dumb ones. I've proved that with hundreds of hours of interviews interviewing liberals out on the streets. But notice how this is another ghoul. Why do all of Biden's appointees look like damn ghouls?
The anti-intellectual rhetoric just appealed to them because what? What's your theory?
Thank you, Senator, for that question. As I said, presidents are able to speak in common sense, plain terms to Americans that they understand.
So you characterize President Reagan as having, quote, less than impressive intellectual capacities. You said President Eisenhower and Bush were decidedly intellectual. You said Reagan engaged in intellectual posturing. Let's just start with the first one. Less than impressive intellectual capacities. So in other words, it's dumb.
Thank you, Senator. Absolutely not. That was a perception, and it was cited.
I'm sorry. It's a perception by whom? By you? You wrote about it.
No, Senator. That was, and as I said, in the article, that is a perception. But actually, in the article, because...
You say Reagan's less than impressive intellectual capacities have been widely discussed. Mm-hmm. That's presented as a factual statement. Mm-hmm. You don't even cite for it. Mm-hmm. This is on page 298. I have your article. Don't dissemble in front of me. Mm-hmm. So... Reagan's less than impressive intellectual capacities have been widely discussed. Mm-hmm. You're not saying that he had less than, that's not your view?
Thank you, Senator. It is not my view.
Why did you write it?
Thank you, Senator. That is not my view. My view was focused on his rhetorical capabilities.
That's not what your sentence says. Listen, you wrote an article saying basically that Republican voters are stupid, that Republican presidents deliberately appeal to anti-intellectualism. You roll it all up in this thing called Republican populism, yet you're trying to present yourself here as a nonpartisan. Mm-hmm. In fact, you're an extreme partisan, and your record shows that. You're someone who has denigrated Republican presidents, every two-term Republican president, I hope I'm not leaving anybody out, that has, since the Second World War, and their voters, in this lengthy article. I mean, I just don't understand. If you wrote it, why won't you stand behind it?
Thank you, Senator. I will stand by my long experience, over 15 years of nonpartisan service.
You know, this is not just a theoretical set of questions, because as you know, we have seen what happens when you have political activists in the position that you are up for confirmation for. And we are living through that as a nation right now. We are living through the weaponization, the political weaponization of the National Archives, the political weaponization of the Department of Justice, the political weaponization of the FBI, such that half of the people of this country cannot trust those institutions. We're living with a president who calls half the voters of this country semi-fascists, who have said that they are a threat to democracy. This is an elected American president who makes these outrageous, outrageous statements. So in that environment, frankly, to have you up for confirmation for this position, which has become very politically charged in a way I lament, it should not have been, but unfortunately, the past archivists have done what they've done. The FBI has done what it has done. DOJ has done what they have done. And here you are talking about the anti-intellectualism and, frankly, stupidity of American voters. I mean, if that isn't playing to type, I don't know what the world is. I mean, it's basically a self-parody. How can you assure me or anybody watching this hearing, the millions of Americans, 75 million Americans who voted for a Republican in the last election, how can you assure them that you will be truly nonpartisan, given what you have said over a period of years?
Thank you, Senator. I stand by my record of nonpartisan service at the Congressional Research Service, the Library of Congress, and at the White House Historical Association. And I invite anybody to talk to
the question is, with great people like Tucker Carlson and Josh Hawley on the rise, once they destroy InfoWars and all of us here, how is America going to respond when they go after Hawley and Carlson? Because they're coming next.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.